Final score from Atlanta, Georgia State defeats Georgia Southern 79-75 to open the weekend. Eagles will host the Panthers on Saturday afternoon. Hanner Fieldhouse, 3 p.m. We'll be live at 2:30 with a countdown to tip-off on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. We close things out tonight from the top of the GSU Sports Arena with head coach Brian Berg. End up with 3 in double figures, led by Zach Bryant's 21 points. The stat, though, that I closed out with before the final break, 43-31 on the glass, and State ends up with 19 offensive rebounds, 18 second chance points.
Yeah, the second chance points hurt us. Offensive rebounds, whenever you give up 19, it's really hard to come back from that. On top of just the offensive rebounding, the 50-50 balls in the second half, we just got out tough for a stretch in the second half that really hurt us. That was where the game was won by Georgia State.
11 more threes. You started so hot from distance. You were 4 of 4, 5 of 6, then 6 of 8 from three at one point. Getty ends up with a career-high 5 triples and 8 tries. He ends up with 17 points in 23 minutes. It seems when this team can be an inside-out offense, you can get the kind of shots that you want.
Inside-out, but at the same time, we got to find a way to get to the free-throw line more. Yeah. I mean, we didn't get to the free-throw line tonight. You can stop the bleeding whenever a team's making a run. But we did play inside-out. Ball was shared at times to get great shots. Getty made some big ones tonight. But we got to find a way to get to the free-throw line more. Especially with the quick turnaround coming in on Saturday.
15 assists, as you mentioned, moving the basketball. Kamari Brown with a season-high 5 assists to go along with his 8 points on 2 of 6 from 3-point territory. How can this team be a team that can net more free throw tries?
Well, rather than just free throws, I think it's across the board. We talk about this and we call it winning habits. Winning habits are every aspect of the program, off the court. You're trying to do all the small details to a T. And if you're able to do those details over and over again, whether it be practice, whether it be in your daily life, those are the things that carry over to the games. Everyone always thinks it's making shots. There's so many other aspects to the game that you have to be able to buy in. And we're still working in that area. And once we get a group, the entire group, to be on the same page, focus on the winning habits, gives you your best chance to be able to win ball games.
I do think about a couple of those kinds of plays. Prince Toyambi saving one from going out of bounds during the first half. Grant Weatherford getting on the floor a couple of times, a couple of challenging layups off of offensive rebounds. It seems like those plays are being made, but in your sense, you want to see those a little bit more later in the games when the game's on the line.
Our culture is what wins games. That's something that I believe in. Coached at the highest level, coached on Monday night in regards to the national championship. So I have an extremely high standard for our culture. And that you have to sacrifice to have a great culture.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not playing the minutes that you want to play, but you got to be able to sacrifice for the betterment of the team. And I think once that gets into our program consistently across the board, good things are going to happen. And you set yourself up for a great chance to have success.
Different this week. You've got the day in between with a Saturday afternoon tip. You're not having to worry about coming back the very next day, but having that day to recharge and do some things differently against the Panthers, what will you guys focus on?
Well, one, we'll get back in Hanner, get shots up in Hanner, get a rhythm going in Hanner Fieldhouse. Glad to be back home. We'll really go work our recovery since we have an additional day. We'll make the adjustments after we work the film from this game against Georgia State and be ready to tip it off on Saturday. So it'll be a great atmosphere and the toughest place to play in the Sun Belt.
It is a whiteout at Hanner on Saturday for Georgia Southern, Georgia State back end of this series. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
G-A-T-A.
That's head coach Brian Berg from the third floor. We'll close things out from Atlanta with Georgia Southern falling to Georgia State 79-75. Again, we're back on the air 2:30 on Saturday with a countdown to tip-off, and then 3 o'clock tip between the Eagles and the Panthers trying to split the weekend for the fifth time in conference play. For Jonathan Breland and Indy Cooper back in our studios, this is Danny Reed. Final score again from the GSU Sports Arena. Eagles fall 79-75 to Georgia State. This is Georgia Southern men's basketball from Learfield, IMG College.